SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Victoria's opposition has withdrawn its support for treaty negotiations because of concerns about cultural heritage laws. Nationals leader and opposition spokesperson for Aboriginal Affairs, Peter Walsh, says the introduction of the laws to oversee the process have caused concerns among coalition MPs. A spokesperson for the First Nations Assembly of Victoria says the opposition's decision to withdraw is disappointing but not surprising. Mr. Walsh says coalition MPs have been approached by people with issues about the process and that those must be resolved before they can move on in the process.
You have at the moment is a traditional owners group with a monopoly on delivering those cultural heritage studies with no accountability about timeliness or price or actually getting an outcome for people. If someone has a government monopoly, they have a responsibility to do the right thing by those who are requesting a study.
Queenslanders are bracing for another week of severe weather as a potential Category 3 cyclone threatens to hit the state later this week. The Bureau of Meteorology is providing regular updates and warnings to Queenslanders in flood and storm impacted areas and urges residents to stay informed. There are also heatwave warnings in place for parts of Queensland, as well as storm warnings for southern Queensland and northern New South Wales today.
We do have a risk of severe storms across southeast Queensland pushing into northeast New South Wales today, and they may bring some heavy falls that could lead to flash flooding, as well as some fairly gusty winds and large hail. So with those hot, unstable conditions in those areas, it is a good idea to keep an eye on the radar through the afternoon as well and check out our warnings page in case we need to issue storm warnings for any systems there.
Authorities say there remains uncertainty about where the cyclone, which will be called Kiralee, will reach land. A new report has found housing affordability in Australia is forecast to get worse if the government continues giving tax concessions to private property investors. The report shows the federal budget is expected to lose a quarter of $1 trillion to negative gearing and capital gains tax concessions between 2010 and 2033. The federal government says it promises to reinvigorate the home building sector and has pledged to deliver 1.2 million new homes in the next 5 years. United States Republican presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has surprised voters after announcing his decision to suspend his election campaign following his defeat to former President Donald Trump in the Iowa caucus. DeSantis says that without a clear path to victory, then he cannot waste any more of his supporters' time and will instead endorse Donald Trump as the Republican candidate. Announcing his campaign suspension in a 5-minute video on social media, DeSantis thanked his followers for their support. The announcement comes just days ahead of the New Hampshire primary. And in netball, the Australian netball team has beaten hosts England by 2 goals at the Netball Nations Cup in London. The second consecutive win for the Diamonds ended in a tight 61-59 result, as the Australians came out on top against the Roses. England must now beat world number 2, New Zealand, in their final group match before reaching the decider of the tournament. Australia will meet world number 7, Uganda, for the first time next week. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News in Easy English.